Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. With dangerously cold temperatures, schools are closed again tomorrow. 50 North will close at 5 this evening and reopen Thursday morning. Northfield United Methodist Church has canceled Wednesday Kids Club and Community Meal, and the Eagles Club will not have bar bingo tonight. Bundle up if you have to head out. Rice County Sky Warn says wind chills as low as 60 below are expected by late tonight. Winds will gust as high as 35 miles an hour. Frostbite can occur on exposed skin in as little as 5 minutes. Hypothermia or death can occur if precautions are not taken. In addition, a winter weather advisory is in effect from now through 6 tonight because of limited visibilities due to strong winds blowing snow around. Use caution when traveling, especially in open areas. Be sure to keep your pets safe as well. Their paws can freeze quickly, and don't let them lick the salt that's put down for icy conditions. Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson and Deputy Chief Mark Ducats were in studio this morning talking about the weather. That interview is on KYMNradio.net. The tradition of choosing a business of the year in Northfield started in 1969 with Right Way Industries. On Thursday, the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce will celebrate the 50th year with the honor going to Aurora Pharmaceuticals as the 2019 Business of the Year. Additionally, in the early 2000s, they added Business Person of the Year, which goes to Chris Kennelly. Outgoing Chamber President Todd Bornhauser explained,
"Sometimes there's individuals that stand out. Sometimes it's the business itself that stands out. And so I think they wanted to have two separate awards. The nice thing about the Business Person of the Year is that's chosen by the past recipients."
The Board of Directors chooses the Business of the Year. Kennelly was chosen for his commitment to Northfield. As a relative newcomer, he immersed himself into the community.
"And after being in town and working for about a year is when I found Ray Cox looking to retire and was able to purchase Northfield Construction Company."
Kennelly and his wife Sheila were also honored at the recent Laura Baker Services Association banquet.
"But really it kind of speaks to our standpoint and our thought process of anything is that we lead with community. We're really all about giving back, and that's how we treat our clients and relationships both at Blue Water Properties and Northfield Construction Company. We kind of lead with the heart and make sure we're taking care of our clients and the community at first, and profits I think come later. If you do well for the community, you're going to do well in business as well."
Ambassador of the Year is Lynn Ziegler. Bornhauser said the chamber wouldn't run without their ambassadors. Incoming president of the chamber, Lisa Peterson, will be hitting the ground running with her first event, the banquet.
"The doors open at 5 o'clock, and we'll have a nice cocktail hour, and then we'll just get down to eating and celebrating. So I invite everybody to come along. It's $40 for tickets. You can purchase them at the chamber office, or you can give us a call at 645-5604.
That's at the Grand Event Center Thursday evening. And a Northfield woman is in jail after reportedly ramming her vehicle into a truck owned by her child's father. 27-year-old Jessica Swedeen is charged with first-degree damage to property, child endangerment, and two counts of domestic assault. Police were called to 205 Greenville Avenue Saturday morning on report of a female crashing her car into a man's truck with her child in the car. She told officers that she and the father had been in the apartment. He wanted to leave. She didn't want him to. He told officers they got into a fight and she hit him with a broomstick, pushed, and kicked the child. The man ended up jumping out the second-floor window to get away. He got in his truck, and Swedeen reportedly ran out and crashed her car into his, broke the windshield wipers, and cracked the windshield. She later admitted it to officers. Bail has been set at $5,000. Her initial court appearance is February 20th. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.